Test 3.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I make model airplanes. I've been doing it for about 5 years now, and I think I'm beginning to understand it. You have to make a lot of very bad models before you make a good one. You learn from your mistakes, though, and practice makes perfect, as they say. It's important not to give up, but just keep on trying until you get it right.
Speaker 2.
There's nothing like the feeling you get when you've got a fish on the end of your line. I first went fishing with my Uncle Derek when I was very young. I loved it from the start. It's good to learn a new skill from someone who knows you so well, because you don't mind making mistakes. He taught me the basics, but I was soon going out to the river on my own or with my friends.
Speaker 3.
Karate. That's my hobby. It looks like it could be dangerous, but it's not really. The biggest risk is hurting yourself because you're not fit enough to do it. It's not a good idea to do karate if you aren't already in good shape. Get some exercise and then try karate. That's what I tell people. Once you're ready to try it, though, it can be a really enjoyable hobby.
Speaker 4.
My hobby is walking in the countryside. There are lots of walks to go on in this area, and you always find someone to chat to. People are usually very friendly when they are out walking, and we talk about the weather or the beautiful views. It's interesting to hear about all the places they've been walking in.
Speaker 5.
Stamp collecting is great. It's a bit like travelling the world. I've got stamps from over 100 different countries, and some of them are actually quite valuable. The best thing is when you buy a stamp that you know is worth a lot more money than they're asking for it. Sometimes I sell stamps for a bit more than I paid for them. That way, I have a little extra money to spend on more stamps.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I make model aeroplanes. I've been doing it for about 5 years now, and I think I'm beginning to understand it. You have to make a lot of very bad models before you make a good one. You learn from your mistakes, though, and practice makes perfect, as they say. It's important not to give up, but just keep on trying until you get it right.
Speaker 2.
There's nothing like the feeling you get when you've got a fish on the end of your line. I first went fishing with my Uncle Derek when I was very young. I loved it from the start. It's good to learn a new skill from someone who knows you so well, because you don't mind making mistakes. He taught me the basics, but I was soon going out to the river on my own or with my friends.
Speaker 3.
Karate. That's my hobby. It looks like it could be dangerous, but it's not really. The biggest risk is hurting yourself because you're not fit enough to do it. It's not a good idea to do karate if you aren't already in good shape. Get some exercise and then try karate. That's what I tell people. Once you're ready to try it, though, it can be a really enjoyable hobby.
Speaker 4.
My hobby is walking in the countryside. There are lots of walks to go on in this area, and you always find someone to chat to. People are usually very friendly when they are out walking, and we talk about the weather or the beautiful views. It's interesting to hear about all the places they've been walking in.
Speaker 5.
Stamp collecting is great. It's a bit like travelling the world. I've got stamps from over 100 different countries, and some of them are actually quite valuable. The best thing is when you buy a stamp that you know is worth a lot more money than they're asking for it. Sometimes I sell stamps for a bit more than I paid for them. That way, I have a little extra money to spend on more stamps.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите диалог туриста со случайной прохожей на улице. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А6 соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. Какие не соответствуют? 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me. I seem to be a little lost.
Yes, of course. Where are you trying to get to?
Well, I was going to go to the museum to see the Picasso exhibition. But I think it's closed now, so I thought I'd do a bit of shopping. My guidebook says that the Bradman Shopping Centre is somewhere around here.
The Bradman Centre? No, that's not around here. Let me see your book. Ah, I see. No, the book's right, but you've made a mistake. The Bradman Centre is in an area called Felton. This is Felton Hill.
And they're not the same?
No, they're not. You'll have to either take a taxi or get a bus, I'm afraid.
Right. Which would you recommend?
Well, a taxi would probably be quicker. And there's a taxi rank just around the corner. But the bus drops you right outside the shopping centre, and it's a lot cheaper, so I'd do that if I were you.
Where do I catch it?
The best place from here is outside the church, I think. You need to go down this road and turn left at those traffic lights there. Go about 200 metres and you'll see a park on your right. Turn left again and you'll see the church, St. Michael's. You can't miss it. The bus stop is right outside.
Right, and what do I catch?
Well, the number 21 brings you right back here. Any other bus from that stop goes to the Bradman Centre.
And where do I get a ticket from?
Well, if you're going to travel often, you should get a Speedmaster card. That lasts a week and you can travel on any bus in the area. You get those from the newsagents. There's one on the way to the park. If it's just one or two journeys, then you can always buy a ticket from the driver. It's a little more expensive that way, of course.
Thanks, you've been very helpful.
Don't mention it. I hope you find it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Excuse Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me. I seem to be a little lost.
Yes, of course. Where are you trying to get to?
Well, I was going to go to the museum to see the Picasso exhibition. But I think it's closed now, so I thought I'd do a bit of shopping. My guidebook says that the Bradman Shopping Centre is somewhere around here.
The Bradman Centre? No, that's not around here. Let me see your book. Ah, I see. No, the book's right, but you've made a mistake. The Bradman Centre is in an area called Felton. This is Felton Hill.
And they're not the same?
No, they're not. You'll have to either take a taxi or get a bus, I'm afraid.
Right. Which would you recommend?
Well, a taxi would probably be quicker. And there's a taxi rank just around the corner. But the bus drops you right outside the shopping centre. And it's a lot cheaper, so I'd do that if I were you.
Where do I catch it?
The best place from here is outside the church, I think. You need to go down this road and turn left at those traffic lights there. Go about 200 metres and you'll see a park on your right. Turn left again and you'll see the church, St. Michael's. You can't miss it. The bus stop is right outside.
Right, and what do I catch?
Well, the number 21 brings you right back here. Any other bus from that stop goes to the Bradman Centre.
And where do I get a ticket from?
Well, if you're going to travel often, you should get a Speedmaster card. That lasts a week and you can travel on any bus in the area. You get those from the newsagents. There's one on the way to the park. If it's just one or two journeys, then you can always buy a ticket from the driver. It's a little more expensive that way, of course.
Thanks, you've been very helpful.
Don't mention it. I hope you find it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите высказывания людей в семи различных ситуациях. Ответьте на вопросы по содержанию высказываний, выбрав один из предложенных вариантов ответа. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, обозначающую ответ, который вам кажется наиболее верным. Вы услышите каждое высказывание дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a woman talking about crime in her local area. How does she feel? 1. Worried. 2. Hopeful. 3. Angry.
There have been quite a few burglaries around here, and some of the residents are quite concerned. They say that it's getting more dangerous, but the police seem to believe that it's just a small group of young men causing all the problems. Of course, some people are very angry, but I'm sure that things will get better once the police find the people responsible.
Now you will hear Situation 1 again.
There have been quite a few burglaries around here, and some of the residents are quite concerned. They say that it's getting more dangerous, but the police seem to believe that it's just a small group of young men causing all the problems. Of course, some people are very angry, but I'm sure that things will get better once the police find the people responsible.
Situation 2. You will hear an advertisement for a radio program. What is special about the program? 1. It has interviews with ordinary people. 2. It has interviews with experts. 3. It has interviews with sportsmen.
You've heard other programmes about football and seen the matches on television, but it's time for something new. This Friday on Sport Chat Radio, we're bringing you the stories you never hear. The spectators' stories. What's it like to be in the stadiums around the country, following your team in all weathers, win or lose. Do they agree with the experts, or do they have their own views? Tune in on Friday at 8 p.m. on Sport Chat Radio.
Now you will hear Situation 2 again.
You've heard other programmes about football and seen the matches on television, but it's time for something new. This Friday on Sport Chat Radio, we're bringing you the stories you never hear. The spectators' stories. What's it like to be in the stadiums around the country, following your team in all weathers, win or lose? Do they agree with the experts, or do they have their own views? Tune in on Friday at 8 p.m. on Sport Chat Radio.
Situation 3. You will hear a man talking about his holiday. What was he disappointed by? 1. The hotel. 2. The beaches. 3. The weather.
We had a great time. Well, I say great. We actually spent a lot of time in the hotel, which wasn't so good. I mean, they looked after us very well, and it was a very luxurious place. It's just that we wanted to get to the beaches, and the rain wouldn't let us. It's a shame when you've spent so much money, but I don't suppose there's much you can do about it.
Now you will hear Situation 3 again.
We had a great time. Well, I say great. We actually spent a lot of time in the hotel, which wasn't so good. I mean, they looked after us very well, and it was a very luxurious place. It's just that we wanted to get to the beaches, and the rain wouldn't let us. It's a shame when you've spent so much money, but I don't suppose there's much you can do about it.
Situation 4. You will hear a doctor talking to a patient. What is the doctor's advice? 1. Rest and take a few days off work. 2. Get some fresh air and exercise. 3. Make sure you eat well.
I think you've just been working too hard. Stress can often affect us physically, especially if we don't have time to eat properly. It's easy to think the solution is taking time off, but then you get back to your desk and face the same problems. The main thing is, when you're not at your desk, try to go for walks or maybe even take up an outdoor sport. I'm sure you'll see a difference.
Now you will hear Situation 4 again.
I think you've just been working too hard. Stress can often affect us physically, especially if we don't have time to eat properly. It's easy to think the solution is taking time off, but then you get back to your desk and face the same problems. The main thing is, when you're not at your desk, try to go for walks or maybe even take up an outdoor sport. I'm sure you'll see a difference.
Situation 5. You will hear a woman talking about the Eurovision Song Contest. How does she feel about it? 1. She likes to watch the performances. 2. She finds some of it predictable. 3. She thinks it is pointless.
The Eurovision Song Contest was on TV last night, and it does make me laugh. I mean, the music is pretty ordinary, and you don't see many stars in it these days. The only thing that keeps me entertained is the way that you just know that some countries are going to give other countries lots of points. It's the same every year.
Now you will hear Situation 5 again.
The Eurovision Song Contest was on TV last night, and it does make me laugh. I mean, the music is pretty ordinary, and you don't see many stars in it these days. The only thing that keeps me entertained is the way that you just know that some countries are going to give other countries lots of points. It's the same every year.
Situation 6. You will hear a sports commentator describing a match. Who does he criticise? 1. The umpire. 2. The players. 3. The spectators.
This match really has reached an exciting point. You can feel the excitement in the spectators. They know this is critical. The umpire has had to make some tough decisions, and the players haven't always responded in a respectful, professional way. So let's hope that these last few games are played in the right spirit.
Now you will hear Situation 6 again.
This match really has reached an exciting point. You can feel the excitement in the spectators. They know this is critical. The umpire has had to make some tough decisions, and the players haven't always responded in a respectful, professional way. So let's hope that these last few games are played in the right spirit.
Situation 7. You will hear a man talking to a shop assistant. What does he want the shop assistant to do? 1. Contact the manager of the shop. 2. Give him his money back. 3. Replace a damaged item.
It's really not good enough. I've already brought the camera back to be replaced once, and now this one's gone wrong too. And no, the money's no good to me. I took some pictures on holiday that I wanted to keep, and now they're lost forever. I think you better find the person in charge so that I can complain.
Now you will hear Situation 7 again.
It's really not good enough. I've already brought the camera back to be replaced once, and now this one's gone wrong too. And no, the money's no good to me. I took some pictures on holiday that I wanted to keep, and now they're lost forever. I think you better find the person in charge so that I can complain.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.